Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. This is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series, and today's show is called Browser Windows and Karmic Burners. And what does that mean? So, first of all, as a doctor, as an integrative psychiatrist, I'm giving people tips and tools on how to manage stress. And one thing we can do is always pay attention to our own perception and have an awareness of our neurostyle. And neurostyle is defined as we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. And that includes the Fabulous Five, which is being aware of biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual influence on our perception. And then the sixth sense, the unseen energy of intuition or our connection to our spirit. So I wanted to tell you that I am absolutely aware of my neurostyle, that I'm passionate about words and the power that they have and how they influence our actions and our everyday happiness. So I wanted to give you all a tip. Oftentimes when people are coming to me in my practice, they're trying to figure out how to stay sane. And that's another series that just launched on staying sane with Kathleen O'Toole and I. But how do we actually do this? And so I oftentimes help people realize that we have our linear, our errands that we need to get done every day. And then we have more of our bigger broad strokes manifestations. Like, what do we want for our family? What do we want for our business vision? How do we want to serve the world? So in my mind, I talk about linear and nonlinear. And then I talk about linear, meaning the browser windows, like when you're on your computer and you have to just shut things down and get things done. So it's like your day-to-day, your browser windows are your day-to-day activities, like brushing your teeth, going to the grocery store, feeding yourself, dressing yourself. And then the nonlinears, the karmic burners, are the higher level activities, like making a decision to do a show or make a decision to do something nice for a friend. So sort of like the bonus stuff we get to do after we get our errands done. So I want you to know that sometimes when we categorize, so as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, there's something called cognitive behavioral therapy. And I think the pulse of consciousness, which is all of us, meaning who we all are as a collective humanity, who we are as connected as mind, body, soul, the pulse of consciousness over the last few years, especially during the pandemic, has been very, very aware of how important mental health is. Now, that's been something that's been part of my DNA, part of who I am. Even before I became an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, I always felt it was so important to have good self-care, to have deep play, and to really show love for one another and all kind. So this episode of Browser Windows and Karmic Burners is doing a deep dive on reminding all of us that the power of the way we reframe our words, thoughts, and actions carries energy that can take us on to the next activity. So let me be very, very concrete. So today is Sunday. I'm going to launch the show today. And the linears, or what I call the browser windows, are basically making sure my son gets up, he gets his breakfast, I make sure our cats are fed, I look at them by the calendar and I look at the temperature and I decide when I'm going to get my swim in. So the basic framework for your day is your linears or your browser windows. And then the karmic burners are almost like the exciting stuff, the unseen energy, the stuff that motivates you. For me, it's doing these shows and, you know, really being of service. I love, love, love. I had so much fun so far this year, starting out a series with Kathleen O'Toole, who's my dear friend, by the way. Kathleen O'Toole is an Emmy award-winning news reporter. You can find her on LinkedIn. She's not a big fan of social media, which I'm actually going to do a show with her on that, embracing her neurostyle of the free will, that she's not that into that. So that, I can't wait to keep doing that amazing show that'll be weekly. And then I just did a show with this beautiful woman called Shay Mitchell. Shout out to Shay. Shay is amazing. She has 20 months now of sobriety, and I saw her light. So to me, like, when I go onto my social media, I look and see who inspires me, or I look at my emails, and I divide things into categories in my mind so it can feel manageable and I get stuff done. So the categories, again, are the linears and the non-linears and the browser windows and karmic burners. And so specifically this week, I just launched a show with Shay, and I love that she really got it in her recovery and her sobriety, that being connected to her higher self and her version of self-love and self-care includes service to others. And I saw that she was doing really, really fun, playful, amazing reels and amazing memes to not only hold herself accountable, but to serve and help others. So to me, when I'm as a doctor and as a producer of shows, looking at who do I want to have on the show, or who do I want to play with in my play box or my sandbox? I'm like, oh my God, I want to meet Shay. And so I let myself, when I have a very clear understanding of my goals for the year or the day, then I actually then put things into categories. Again, I'm going to repeat the linears, the non-linears, the browser windows, and the karmic burners. And of course, the reason why I have to take a look at my brand and what am I doing with this show. And one of my biggest passions was changing the way we think, talk, and act about all things to do with mental health. And I've been doing that since 2016. I've represented the United States and India at the Dalai Lama's Body Mind Life Conference. I've done many other things, but then also I'm in the moment of now. What am I doing right now to help serve others? And so for myself, for 2022, I've already, even when I was not feeling well, I told myself the show must go on. So while I was resting and getting well and doing my own optimal health for getting through my bronchitis, I said, wait a second though, what gets me excited? What inspires me? What motivates me? And it's actually doing these shows and connecting with all of you. So it's not only just a service to others, it's a service back to me. And that is my biggest, biggest karmic burner, is being in alignment with spreading messages of love, changing the way people think, talk, and act about mental health, and going into this winter lineup of shows. We've got the new show that's on Staying Sane with Kathleen O'Toole and I. I am also continuing to have this series, Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond, and I'm going to be interviewing Kirk Patrick Miller this week, and we've got some really exciting stuff going on with Embracing Your Neurostyle. Then, of course, I want to make sure I have the pulse of consciousness with what's going on in the entertainment industry, because that influences us so much. And I love having my Creative Mind series. And then also Diva Discussions. If there's someone that I feel like is really in the light of spreading love and light as a diva, which is divine, inspirational, vivacious, and aware, I have the Diva Discussions. So I just want to let you know that words really matter to me. I'm a wordsmith, but that also has to do with being accountable to yourself and your own neurostyle. How am I talking to myself? How do I get through my day? How do I stay motivated? And some of the big terms for the year so far that have been introduced are in integrity, staying in integrity to yourself and to others. Deep play is a big part of my shout out to 2022. And deep play, the word deep can be used and qualified for anything. I had a dream and I woke up seeing my hand in cursive writing an acronym for deep, which is divine, exquisite, ethereal, and peaceful. So I use these words, the power of words and the energy, to calm myself down and to stay on track. And also we have to remember to have fun. That's why it's deep play. We are here to be happy. We are here to get through our days and our suffering, but to have fun. And then, of course, I'm so excited. Shay talked about JOMO in her reels, the joy of missing out. And I think right now, a lot of us are doing good self-care and trying to stay healthy, whether we've had COVID or bronchitis, or anything we're trying to do to get through this part of the pandemic. We have to have our own sense of fun and joy, joy of missing out, and then the hope of connecting with who we want to be with. Okay, so I just wanted to jump on and let you know that when we take things and break them down into smaller parts, like the concept of what are my browser windows for today, what are my karmic burners for today, and then for the global year, it becomes more manageable. And then when we stay in the moment and now by practicing mindfulness, which for me today, right after I do the show, I am going to go head over and get some sunshine, be in nature, and I'm going to really take some time just to really, really go deep into everything I just spoke about. And this is what I do. And this is why I'm blessed to keep getting better and also to spend some time with all of you. So it's an absolute joy. And I am really excited about this year and grateful for all of you. Okay, have a beautiful day.